And finally today, the South by Southwest Festival is one of the many sporting and cultural events that have been canceled due to the coronavirus. The Music and Film Festival showcases artists from around the world, and many people have gotten their big break there, but it has special meaning for the city of Austin, Texas. The city hosts the festival every year, of course, but it's deeper than that. There's a reason Austin's official motto is the live music capital of the world. And a big part of that live music scene are all the musicians giving impromptu performances on the street. In other words, busking. You'll hear why that matters when you meet our next guests, singer Eric Burton and producer Adrian Quesada of the band Black Pumas. It's a good day. That's their song, Colors. Earlier this week, I visited with Eric and Adrian, and long before the Today Show appearance and the Grammy nominations, Eric spent time busking, so I asked him what it's like performing on the street and if it's ever scary.
It depends on how sure of yourself you are. You know, it's like people who are afraid to be in a bustling city like such as New York or Los Angeles or people who probably aren't as sure of themselves. And I think that in the passerbyers, they can kind of they can tell if, you know, you're sure of yourself. And I learned at a young music age that it was always important for me to kind of remain true to myself, and that was what was very engaging to people. I used busking not to learn other people's songs, but what I was in search for was the perfect song of my own that had yet to be written. So, you know, I kind of used busking as a songwriting tool, and I was happy to have, you know, the free beer and money and funny cigarettes in my guitar case in return as well.
Oh my goodness. Okay. But can I just talk a little bit more about how that you just said something I wanted to pick up on. You said that it continues to inform you. What do you think about that experience you continue to carry with you? Presumably you don't anymore, unless it's, you know, like a thing, you know?
I mean, you know, it is scary going back. And just as much as it is scary for anyone being forced to be honest with yourself, I think that busking has a way of filtering out all the glamour of and the smoke and mirror that is being an artist in today's culture and art scene. But yeah, I mean, I would definitely try my hand at it again just for the sake of getting myself to a place where I don't care as much about my externality, ironically, more than I care about going internal and getting my validation there.
Wow. Well, let's hear a little bit from the album. This is the song Black Moon Rising. Somebody want to tell me a bit more about this? I've been puzzling over this song for 3 days. Like, what?
Man.
Somebody help me out.
So that that was actually the solar eclipse of 2000. Was that 2017, right?
2017, yeah.
I had walked outside and had to run some errands. You weren't supposed to look at the sun without those glasses, but I did. And it kind of left me in a weird, like, hazy mode all day long. Came back, and I mean, I think I wrote the demo for that in like 10 minutes when I got back. And because I don't write lyrics and I don't consider myself a songwriter in that mode, when I write these instrumentals, I have to give them a title so that I can remember what it was. So I called that one Solar Eclipse. We gave it to Eric, and he kind of just ran with that theme, and we might have done that the first day we got together.
Yeah, that was the first song that we recorded, yeah.
That's crazy. I mean, that is crazy because it has, I'm hearing you when you, I can see where you're saying it wrote itself, but it's still, like, every time I hear it differently. It's hard to explain. You know, it's hard to explain, but it almost has like a physical feeling. Does that sound right to you?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, I kind of like to write in abstract ways that to allow the listener to kind of take the, you know, subtle messages within the song and run with it and kind of, I don't know, just kind of take and use the way that they want to use it. You know, putting ideas like comparing the solar eclipse to a mysterious woman and how she's going to shoot me down, but she's my sunshine, and just kind of close my eyes and try to get out of the way. I don't really focus too much on what a song is about too specifically when I'm writing it, but I hope that people kind of can conceptualize their own meaning.
That makes sense. Well, before we let you go, I think people may remember that Black Pumas had major buzz at South by Southwest in 2018. This was really shortly after you two had gotten together, and a lot of people look at that as another example of where this festival really exposes, you know, great artists and up-and-coming artists to the broader scene. And, you know, South by Southwest has been canceled this year, which means that some other bands won't have the opportunity to be showcased in the way that you were. And I just, you know, wonder, do you have any encouragement for some artists who are so disappointed right now and who are, you know, so looking forward to sharing their work?
I guess my two cents would be to be a busker, man. And I don't mean that literally. I mean that, actually, I do mean it literally. Be a busker in the sense that you're focused on what it is you're searching for specifically. Do you just want to come to Austin, Texas and play a show? Or is it to make a piece of art that moves you so deeply that people anywhere and everywhere can't help but be moved by? I think that is going to, you know, if you can move in that way, it's going to give you some legs that South by Southwest, ACL, or any other festival in the world would never be able to give you.
Oh, Adrian, what about you?
Absolutely. I mean, I think he hit it on the head. But the other thing is, I think this, you know, this is a time for people to keep creating, you know, and it's a way that, yeah, it's kind of just kind of piggyback off of what Eric said. It's just like, you know, we were just discussing, we're going to have a little more time on our hands, and it's like, just keep creating, keep doing it for the right reasons, you know, do it because you love it and use it as inspiration, whether it makes you, brings out something light or happy or some anger or whatever it is, just channel all that and keep creating. And you know, this isn't the last time you'll have this opportunity.
Well, thank you both for that. What song should we go out on?
Confines.
Adrian, you agree?
Yeah, I love
okay.
that one.
Okay, here we go. That was Adrian Quesada and Eric Burton. Together, they are Black Pumas. We reached them at Member Station KUT in Austin, Texas. Good luck to you both. Thank you both so much for joining us. And
thank you,
keep washing
thank
those
you
hands.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Yeah.